This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I had to choke. Excuse me. In the movie, The War of the Roses, the fighting couple played by Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner end up dying while they're fighting each other through a divorce. And as they both lay there dying after falling from a chandelier, and, you know, if this is a spoiler alert, you know, there's a good chance the movie's older than you are, and you haven't seen it by now, that's on you. At the end of the movie, when they're both dying, the hand of Douglas is lying on Turner. And Douglas is gone already, and Turner's last act on this earth is to flick his hand off of her in disgust that he was touching her. Romancing the stone, this movie is not. But it sure does seem like looking into the future, the near future, of what this country could become. And maybe we might consider calling it a day before we reach that point. Now, honestly, if the country were to split up, I wouldn't miss anything the left brings to the table. We're headed in that direction anyway. We might as well just do it. And better to have a planned breakup than be blindsided and bathed in violence, right? Now, I firmly believe a hot civil war would easily be won by the right, because few leftists own guns. And yes, the Democrats lead the military, but would they really want to bank on troops firing on their friends and family? But the fact is, I don't necessarily want these people dead. I just want them gone. Not because I don't have friends that might be leftists, but because I don't want anyone telling me how to live my life. If you're going to try, if that's going to be your thing, then you should just get the hell out now. And it's clear they don't like us any more than we like them, so why stick around? The United States is geographically large. There's no reason it needs to be. But how do we break it up? You can't be a hopscotch to get across it. That would just be asking for disasters. Sacrifices have to be made. So the first one I'm willing to make is we lose the West Coast, and that shouldn't shock anybody. We don't want it anyway. As beautiful as California can be, the cost of needle cleanup alone would double the debt. Oregon and Washington, well, Democrats already have them. They can keep them. Pretty much everything over to Texas is theirs. But then it gets complicated. Because of two things. One, in Washington and Oregon and California, not everybody's a leftist. There's plenty of conservatives there. That's item number one. Item number two, we have to make the split somewhat equal as far as land goes, so the new border will have to go, you know, north to the Texas Panhandle, then east to about halfway through Tennessee and Kentucky, north again through half of Indiana and Illinois, and after that west to Iowa, then straight across the northern Iowa border to Idaho. Split that up to Canada and call it done. We get Alaska, they can have Hawaii. and then give everybody 5 years to move, with both governments agreeing to cover the cost or work out a property trade on each side. Would that work? Done and done. Why this line? We should have the history of this country, the monuments, the graves of our founding fathers. They destroy them all. You know, losing direct access to the Pacific Ocean will be a drag, but it's not like we won't be allowed to vacation there or even move there if you want to for some weird reason. Leftists don't produce anything. They assimilate things other people created. They take over countries, companies. They don't ever start them. They'll need to buy our goods. They'll need us to buy their entertainment product. And they'll need our money. But we'll happily take theirs too. If we split before things really go sideways, the split can be quite amicable. They'll whine about leaving New York and D.C., but they don't really have to. They can stay, provided they understand and accept that we will be strictly adhering to the Constitution of the United States. Their sexual orientation and skin color will be irrelevant to how they are treated under the law and in society, and they're free to call themselves whatever they want, but no one else will be forced to. They'll have to sink or swim based on their merit and work ethic, and there won't be a social safety net that functions more like a hammock. And the same goes for the conservatives living out west. They can stay if they want. The weather's nice, but they'll have to live with the ever-changing dictionary, where words are redefined on a whim and created out of mental instability, where gender is whatever someone else makes up on the fly, abortion is free, but speech isn't. And that, if that's how you want to live, live it. But I doubt most will. It'd be better if we called it a day before we get to the point where we can't stand each other. Problem is, some of us are already there. Some aren't. And if we wait too long, we'll be like Oliver and Barbara Rose, and our last act will be one of disgust that culminates with the destruction of all of us. It'll be more fun just to watch the left destroy itself with their policies when they're no longer able to force those policies on us. If you look at things that are happening now, you'll see that happening. One of the reasons that the Pulse nightclub never became a gun an anti-gun crying point was because you had two protected factions that were intermingling and where one was attacking the other. This is a little bit like an endangered bird flying into the heat path of a solar farm and frying itself on the way down. Inevitably, when you get out there and you create these classes, especially of people, and there's so many of them, you know, it's easier if there's just a human race and men and women. That's easier to keep up with. But if you don't do it that way, if everything is in play and everybody has to be in a class and a niche, then eventually the two niches that you've created in order to separate things and divide things and make it easier to work things out in your favor, well, they will clash against each other. This is why the American side that is black just happens to now be on the outs with the left, because they have woken up and said, what have you guys done for us lately? And now they're trying to replace them with just whatever will come up through the southern border. And in the meantime, that American side that just happens to be black is joining the gun-owning side of the United States, which is splendid. Absolutely splendid. I got no issues with that. But, yeah, it'd be more fun to watch them tear themselves asunder with their, you know, their climate renewables and all kinds of other things that they would be putting in place. It would just be so much fun to observe and pay attention to. And whomever wanted to come over here, absolutely. Come and join us. Strict adherence to the Constitution. You can live with that. You can live here. Very simple thing. It's a beautiful thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. For many decades, gun control proponents saw their fortunes come and go in legislatures from coast to coast. Then they started just going. And they were then unable to get traction with Congress, and they could at least console themselves with the thought that activist courts had their backs. Second Amendment, after all, had all but been written out of the U.S. Bill of Rights by law professors and politically minded judges as cities and even the U.S. Congress increasingly adopted gun control in the 20th century. But none of that could change the text, the history, or the tradition of the Second Amendment, which led to an unbroken and uniquely American embrace of private gun ownership as defense against crime and tyranny, also gave rise to the popular understanding of bearing arms as a birthright of U.S. citizenship. Those facts and that understanding were formally recognized as constitutional doctrine by the U.S. Supreme Court in the landmark Heller case in 2008. But the anti-gun orthodoxy, which by then had taken hold of the U.S. legal establishment, would not relent easily. For over a decade, courts had generally ignored the holding and reasoning of Heller and its 2010 follow-up, McDonald, to uphold most of the same gun control whose passage was predicated on the idea that the Second Amendment had nothing to say about individual gun ownership or use. Now, however, the Second Amendment is back before a U.S. Supreme Court that features the strongest majority of originalists in modern times. And an originalist is simply a judge who believes that constitutional provisions should be interpreted according to the way they were understood by the public at the time of their adoption, as opposed to proponents of a living constitution who basically believe that the U.S. Constitution has no fixed meaning and should always yield to what the elite consider the necessities of progress and good policy. And this does not bode well for the respondents in the current Supreme Court case. And they're stuck with arguing that the right to bear arms somehow allows for state and local officials to impose a special need for exercising the right that effectively screens out most of the law-abiding population. With a very dubious chance of prevailing on the merits, the anti-gunners have adopted a tactic of not-so-thinly-veiled threats to delegitimize and even dismantle the U.S. Supreme Court itself if they don't get their way. We keep hearing about proposals to pack the court, to establish term limits for justices, to reduce the Supreme Court's jurisdiction to hear cases, or even to abolish the court in its current form, are now in vogue on law schools' campuses, in opinion pieces of far-left media outlets, and even in the U.S. Congress and the White House. These efforts intensified with Trump's appointment of three established originalists to the U.S. Supreme Court. They're now reaching a fever pitch as the court embarks on a new term with a bunch of high-profile issues before it, including the scope of the right to bear arms. Part and parcel of these efforts is trotting out luminaries of the legal world to lecture the public about the supposedly radical changes that these justices are about to unleash on you. And, ironically, even these arguments usually devolve to the idea that the court will simply revert to an earlier status quo that was itself disrupted by activist decisions that disregarded public opinion, to say nothing of laws enacted by democratically elected legislatures. like a recent op-ed by Erwin Chemerinsky, dean of the University of Berkeley School of Law, ominously suggests that the Supreme Court's current makeup is a result of a sinister plot that dates back to the Nixon administration. Which, now we're talking some real conspiracy stuff now. And besides the over-the-top rhetoric, the article contains blatant legal falsehoods that belie the author's prestige and notoriety. Like, for example, his biggest whopper is from 1791, when the Second Amendment was ratified, until 2008, not one federal, state, or local gun regulation was struck down. Now, that statement is demonstrably false. Numerous cases invalidated various gun control laws during that time period. Like the Vermont Supreme Court found a license requirement for the carrying of guns in public invalid under the state constitution in the 1903 case of State versus Rosenthal. Green Mountain State has left the public carry of firearms essentially unregulated ever since. The Heller decision catalogs other examples, including the 1846 Georgia Supreme Court case of Nunn versus State, that invalidating a ban on the opening carrying of pistols. Then there's those cases that found gun laws invalid for reasons other than the Second Amendment or a state right to arms, including United States versus Lopez, Prince versus United States. They go on and on. It doesn't take a law degree to debunk Chemerinsky's false statement. You just need to be able to know how to Google it. And the fact that he would make such a statement therefore shows a brand of arrogance that can only come from one that sees others as inferior to himself and incapable of drawing their own rational and well-researched conclusions. There is no sense in which Chemerinsky's statement is literally true. But even if his statement is generously interpreted to apply only to laws invalidated under the Second Amendment, it's still false and misleading. First, the Nunn case did rely on the Second Amendment. But it's true it didn't invalidate the act in question in its entirety, but only as it applied to open carry. The more fundamental point is that any constitutional law professor should know that courts throughout U.S. history would have seldom had occasion to consider the meaning of the Second Amendment until well into the 20th century. That whole right to keep and bear arms wasn't particularly controversial or heavily regulated during the founding and pre-Civil War years. That first gained major traction in the U.S. as southern states attempted to use prohibitory and licensing laws to selectively disarm freedmen during the Reconstruction era. Intimidation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president wants to make fundamental change in our economy, and he feels coming out of the pandemic is exactly the time to do that.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking today at the White House. This as House Democrats have some critical decisions to make in the coming days regarding the president's agenda. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying she's disappointed regarding the Democratic infighting over the $3.5 trillion social spending bill. Authorities in Wyoming are revealing how Gabby Petito died. Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue sharing the news.
We hereby find the cause and manner of death to be the cause, death by strangulation, and manner is homicide.
Dr. Blue says based on the autopsy results, he thinks she died 3 to 4 weeks before her body was found. This is USA Radio News. Things are slowly returning to normal for Southwest Airlines.
The CEO of Southwest Airlines is in the face of criticism, claiming problems over the past few days have not been caused by the company. Gary Kelly saying on CNBC it takes several days to catch up when an airline gets behind with delays and cancellations, which in this case it did because of weather problems and air traffic control issues, which he says began on Saturday morning.
So by the end of the day, we had significant numbers of airplanes and flight crews that were totally out of position. Any aviation expert knows it just takes several days to get everything back aligned.
Southwest did cancel over 2,000 flights between early Saturday and early today.
Chris Barnes reporting from our USA Radio News Cape Cod News Bureau. And another down day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 117 points to close at 34,378. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A third round of subpoenas issued last week by House Speaker Pelosi's Select Committee on the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has revealed the committee's investigation for what it is, which is a brazen attack on the First Amendment right of peaceful, law-abiding Americans. It's not too much to say that the committee's targeting of ordinary Americans poses a far greater threat to freedom and democracy than the riot, the fracas, did. And because the subpoenas were issued to a pair of private citizens, right-wing activist Ali Alexander and a man named Nathan Martin, as well as a group the men were associated with called Stop the Steal, which had not applied for and received a permit from the U.S. Capitol Police to hold a rally on the Capitol grounds on January the 6th. Ali and Martin don't have, or they didn't take part in the riot, and they have no connection to it. They were present at the Capitol grounds that day, along with hundreds of thousands of other people, to host a rally for which their organization applied for and received a permit from the U.S. Capitol Police, but their permitted event never even took place. That's significant. Back in January, Martin said about a week after the riot, he was setting up for the event when he saw people entering the U.S. Capitol building from a side door, which didn't seem right to him. And thereafter, he received a text that the event was canceled and he left the Capitol grounds. He didn't find out about the riot and the breach of the Capitol until he got back to his hotel room later that day. Martin is an Iraq war veteran and a city councilman in Shelby, Ohio, was much like the vast majority of people who came to Washington, D.C. to protest the election in January. Wasn't there to cause trouble or incite violence, and he didn't think the protests would change the outcome of the election. His hope was that the Republican lawmakers would put their objections on the record and go through claims of election fraud line by line, especially from states where instances of fraud and irregularities were well documented. He said, I didn't have any delusions of grandeur that Vice President Pence would come swooping in and change the results or anything like that. Although there had been some constitutional talk about whether that was allowed or not, I didn't feel constitutionally that there was room for that. So, Martin expected the January 6th day to be the overwhelming majority of protesters that day expected it to be something peaceful and orderly and permitted demonstration at the U.S. Capitol to make their voices heard. The corporate media's attempt to smear every person who was present on the Capitol grounds that day as an insurrectionist is, if it wasn't so utterly fantastic because it's so inaccurate, it would be appalling. But this hasn't stopped them from trying because, that's the long game. They're always playing the long game. I mean, I get it. Lots of people get it. Martin and other permit applicants for planned rallies on January 6th at the Capitol grounds were badly misrepresented in a BuzzFeed article last month, portrayed as shadowy figures who were evasive or deceptive in their permit applications and conversations with Capitol Police, which that only happens if that's allowed to happen. You know that, right? That can only happen if it's actually allowed to occur. It cannot happen in a shadowy way. By contrast, what the permit applications, which BuzzFeed obtained through a lawsuit against Capitol Police, and BuzzFeed's own reporting reveal, is that a number of unaffiliated groups applied for and received permits to hold various rallies on the sprawling Capitol grounds that day. Martin told BuzzFeed he hadn't seen the permit application and didn't know why his name was on it. And it appears that communications between event organizers was not without some confusion in the weeks leading up to the event, which you might expect with a hastily planned event with many moving parts. But so far there is zero evidence that any of these organizers had anything to do with the comparatively small number of people who used the occasion to try to create the fracas and breach the Capitol. Tens of thousands of people, possibly more, were on the grounds that day, and yet 9 months after the riot, fewer than 200 people have been charged with assaulting Capitol Police officers, and the vast majority of the 650 named defendants are being charged with misdemeanor trespass or some other minor violation that carries no prison time. Nevertheless, last week, after the news broke of the Select Committee's subpoenas, nearly the entire corporate press, as if it were one voice, lumped Martin and Alexander, who had been charged with nothing, with the rioters. Now, if our news media had any interest in holding the power to the account, the headlines and coverage would have focused instead on how Democratic lawmakers on the committee, together with never-Trump GOP reps Cheney and Kinzinger, are using their subpoena powers to target law-abiding Americans who just wanted to exercise their right to peacefully assemble and protest. This has been nothing more than a show trial for the House Democrats and the leading never-Trumpers who are attempting to make examples out of ordinary people who dared to protest the election just as Biden's Justice Department is throwing the book at anyone connected to the events of January 6th to make examples of them. And the message here is quite clear. If you protest, If you exercise your First Amendment right for a cause that those in power have not approved, you may be targeted, or you will be targeted, by the government, smeared and harassed by the media, and made into a spectacle. Just a couple of problems with that one. it's a relatively easy thing to pull apart and assess. They're going to keep pushing this. Right now, the House, besides spending a lot of your money, has done nothing. There have been no new bills brought up. There's been all the new bills that they've been wanting to bring up have been nonsense. You know, they just want to spend money. And that's catching up to them. And therein lies their problem. I don't exactly know what they will do to try to overcome that, but it is going to be a problematic haul for them. And in the meantime, I can't help but feel that a whole lot of this stupidity is to distract you. And the question becomes, does the distraction work? Do you feel distracted? Do you sense that they're trying to take your mind off what you should be concentrating on? I mean, it's really quite simple, really. But it definitely appears to me to be something they're doing right now. So keep that in mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, during the 2020 election, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg spent hundreds of millions of dollars to turn out likely Democratic voters. But this wasn't traditional political spending. He funded a targeted private takeover of government election operations by nominally nonpartisan but demonstrably ideological nonprofit organizations. Analysis conducted demonstrates this money significantly increased Biden's vote margin in key swing states. This unprecedented merger of public election offices with private resources and personnel is an acute threat to the Republic and should be the focus of electoral reform efforts moving forward. This brings forward this whole theory that some people have, that the election wasn't stolen, even though we have the Newsweek article sort of outlining how that happened, but it was likely bought by one of the world's wealthiest, most powerful men pouring his money through legal loopholes. The Center for Technology and Civic Life and the Center for Election Innovation and Research passed a staggering $419.5 million of his money into local government elections offices, and it came with strings attached. Every CTCL and CEIR grant spelled out in great detail the conditions under which the grant money was to be used. This is not a matter of Democrats outspending Republicans. Private funding of election administration was virtually unknown in the American political system before the 2020 election. But CTCL and CEIR money had nothing to do with traditional campaign finance, or lobbying, or other expenses that are related to increasingly expensive modern elections. It had to do with financing the infiltration of election offices at the city and county level, by left-wing activists and using these offices as a platform to implement a preferred administrative practice, a preferred voting method, preferred data sharing agreements, as well as to launch intensive outreach campaigns in areas heavy with Democratic voters. For example, they funded self-described vote navigators in Wisconsin to assist voters potentially at their front doors to answer questions, assist in ballot curing, and witness absentee ballot signatures. And a temporary staffing agency affiliated with Stacey Abrams called Happy Faces, counting the votes amidst the election night chaos in Fulton County, Georgia. CTCL demanded the promotion of universal mail-in voting through suspending election laws, extending deadlines that favored mail-in over in-person voting, greatly expanding opportunities for ballot curing, expensive bulk mailings, and other lavish community outreach programs that were directed by private activists. Which means they were taking advantage of COVID-19, by the way. COVID-19 was the emergency that drove mail-in voting. CTCL drove the proliferation of unmonitored private drop boxes. This created, they refer to this as chain of custody, and this created major chain of custody issues. And then opportunities for novel forms of mail-in ballot electioneering allowed for the submission of numerous questionable post-election day ballots and created opportunities for illegal ballot harvesting. It also greatly increased funding for temporary staffing and poll workers, which supported the infiltration of election offices by paid Democratic Party activists, coordinated through a complex web of left-leaning nonprofit organizations, social media platforms, and social media election influencers. The amount of money they poured into this was staggering. To put it in perspective, federal and state matching funds for COVID-19 related election expenses in 2020 totaled $479.5 million. The CTCL and CEIR money totaled $419.5 million. Those two private nonprofits were responsible for an 85% increase in total additional election funding, and that largesse was concentrated in a relatively small number of heavily Democratic municipalities. Both of these, by the way, were chartered as nonpartisan nonprofits, 501c3 corporations. And, they're not supposed, nonprofits are not supposed to take part in partisan activity. And they were highly partisan in distribution of the money and in its effect. Of the 26 grants CTCL provided to cities and counties in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Virginia that were $1 million or larger, 25 went to areas Biden won in 2020. The only county on this list won by Donald Trump, Brown County, Wisconsin, received about $1.1 million, less than 1.3% of the $85.5 million that CTCL provided to these top 26 recipients. But even in Brown County, Wisconsin, where heavily Democrat Green Bay is located, the funding disparities are glaring. The Wisconsin legislature provided roughly $7 per voter to the city of Green Bay to manage its 2020 elections. Rural counties in Wisconsin got about $4, so not quite double. The CTCL funds boosted Democratic voting Green Bay resources to $47 per voter, while most rural areas still had the same $4 per voter. Similar funding disparities occurred near Detroit, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Flint, Dallas, Houston, and other cities that received tens of millions of dollars of CTCL money. Preliminary analysis shows this partisan targeting was repeated in battleground states across the country. Without looking at various graphs, you can look at what happened in Texas. That was where they did the first case study. And they were looking at the levels of CTCL spending per capita in Texas. And the counties with the highest per capita levels of CTCL spending were Democratic counties. Which, their big ones are Webb, Dallas, Cameron, Bexar, and Travis. It should be noted that Tarrant County, which contains Fort Worth, is listed as a Republican county, but flipped Democrat in 2020. The DFW, Exurban, Denton, and Collin counties, which are solidly Republican, are not included here because they didn't get any CTCL funding. But, you know, that's just a little oversight. The practical effect of these massive privately manipulated election office funding disparities was to create a shadow election system with a built-in structural bias that systematically favored Democratic voters over Republican voters. So, when you look at this, I still think it was stolen. If it's engineered in a way to where you have an outcome that you're trying to buy, manipulate, direct, and it happens, that's not a republic. That's not a democratic process. But they know that. They were never looking for a democratic process. They knew they would lose. So, just another fun thing to consider for the American gun owner as they try to buy their way to legislating and taking away every freedom we've got. This is how they go about getting in position to do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.